The days of movie cowgirls looking like Joan Crawford or Doris Day get updated in East of Wall, an audience award winner at the 2025 Sundance Film Festival. As writer and director, Kate Beecroft combines the sense of fictional narrative with documentary reality found in projects like Into the Wild and Nomadland. Beecroft springboards from a woman she met near the town of Wall, South Dakota. One of those people who exudes charisma and strength, Tabitha Zimiga stands out, her head half-shaved, her body covered in tattoos, and her presence exuding a big heart. A natural horse whisperer, she takes on strays and challenges, living on a ranch with 7 kids, 40 acres, a passel of animals, and no money. Scripting a story using actual occurrences, filmmaker Beecroft uses written dialogue for real people, combined with a couple of professional actors. Tabitha and her daughter Portia smoothly play themselves with seeming unawareness of any cameras around them. Meanwhile, Scott McNary from Argo and Jennifer Ely fit right in the mix. Shucking the elegance she showed in the Colin Firth version of Pride and Prejudice, Ely jumps enthusiastically into her role as a chain-smoking, tough ranch mama more suited to jeans and t-shirts than umpire dresses. Lacking any flashy production values other than a couple of acting pros, East of Wall nonetheless looks impressive, its rodeo and horse opportunities providing strong visuals. Unfolding slowly, with precise specificity of a lifestyle, the movie ultimately makes a universal point about resilience and love. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollebird.